You are listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. Though located in the heart of the Silicon Valley, you will hear fervent, old-fashioned revival preaching from the pulpit of North Valley Baptist Church. It is our desire that you will be helped by this gospel message.
Your Bible, Psalm 83. Let's stand together, please. Brother Ferreira, will you come and read us? Brother Martinez, just plan on singing a solo after the offertory, and I'll get you up, and then I'll preach.
Psalm 83 this morning, and we'll read the entire psalm. And what I'd like to do is I'd like to read the odd verses and invite you to read the even verses. So I'll begin in verse 1, then have you read responsively throughout the rest of the chapter. Psalm 83, 1. Keep not thou silence, O God. Hold not thy peace, and be not still, O God. They have taken crafty counsel against thy people, and consulted against thy hidden ones. For they have consulted together with one consent, they are confederate against thee. Gebal and Ammon and Amalek, the Philistines with the inhabitants of Tyre. Do unto them as unto the Midianites, as to Sisera, as to Jabin, at the brook of Kishon. Make their nobles like Oreb, like Zeb, yea, all their princes as Zeba and as Zalmunna. O my God, make them like a wheel, as a stubble before the wind.
As the fire burning the wood, and as the flame set the mountains on fire.
So persecute them with thy tempest, and make them afraid with thy storm.
Fill their faces with shame, that they may see thy name, O Lord.
Let them be confounded and troubled forever. Yea, let them be put to shame and perish.
That men may know that thou,
thank you for reading. We'll let you be seated at this time. We'll ask the ushers to come as they prepare for the offering. And as you heard our pastor say, the needs of the ministry are always great. But aren't you glad that we serve a God who's greater? And as we look back over 50 years, God has always met the need. And so this morning we look to him to do what we can, but we invite you to participate in the offering this morning. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, God, we are so thankful to come to your house today. Lord, what a joy, what a privilege it is to gather with brothers and sisters in Christ, to sing songs and hymns of praise and worship to you, to open up your word and to read together. And God, we ask for the offering. We ask your blessing upon it. Lord, we look to you to meet the need. May we be faithful in giving, Lord, as you've given to us. May we give out a heart of love, out of a heart of gratitude, Lord, and appreciation for all that you've done. We ask your blessing upon it. And then, Lord, we ask that you would use our pastor. God, we're so thankful that 50 years ago today, you brought Pastor and Mrs. Treiber to this place. Thank you for your continued blessing. Thank you for health and strength. Thank you for their faithfulness. And God, thank you for using them to make a difference in our lives and the lives of those around the world. We ask your anointing, we ask your blessing, we ask your power to be upon his life as he preaches your word. May we have ears to listen, to hear, to receive your word and allow its power to do a work in our lives. We ask your blessing on the service. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Psalm 83, verse 1, keep not thou silent, O God. The man of God says, God, don't be silent. Speak to us. Speak to us. Deal with us. I love that song, He Still Speaks. I know his voice. You bus kids up there, you're going to learn that you can trust God. And God will speak to you. When you get saved, the Holy Spirit of God moves inside you. He says, don't say that. Don't do that. Don't smoke that cigarette. Don't drink that liquor. That's what the Spirit of God. And the psalmist said, we're in rough shape. God, we have turned our back on thee. But I'm asking you, speak to us. Speak not, keep not thy silence. So God, hold not thy peace and be not still. Our text comes from verse number 4. Let's read it together. Ready? Begin. And they have said, stop right there. There's my message. Let's cut them off from being a nation. The nation in the world that the nation, the world's hate, the world hates this nation because it's a nation founded upon God. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit wasn't founded on Muhammad. Wasn't founded on Confucius. Wasn't founded on atheists. It's founded, Democrats, are you listening? On God. On God. God says, listen, you nations are where you want to cut it off. You can't cut America off. America's sending the missionaries. America's sending the dollars. America's sending the prayers. And so the Bible says, I want to cut you off from being a nation. I believe we're in trouble. I believe our nation's trouble. If you watch the president's speech this past Tuesday night, you saw the trouble we're in. Saw it firsthand. Stand if you believe that the first responsibility of an elected official is to protect the people of that country. Half the crowd couldn't stand. We're in trouble. We vote those people in. And the Bible says, come, let us cut them off that there be no more a nation. I want to speak on that subject today. I want to remind you, the enemies of God hate us. They hate us. Look at verse 2. For lo, thine enemies make a tumult. They that hate thee have lifted up thy head. They have taken crafty counsel against the people. They've consulted against the hidden ones. The enemies hate us. They hate our God. They hate our Bible. They hate our stand. They hate the fact that we're a child of God. They hate us. I want to tell you something. You young people up here, I don't care what they're teaching you in school, and thank God you're there as a witness, but homosexuality is sin. Blessed is a nation whose God is the Lord. Homosexuality, two men cannot produce a baby, yet God said, you go ahead and produce children. Two women cannot produce children. Homosexuality is sin. It'll destroy a country. It's destroyed every country that's had it. It's just destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. I want to say transgenderism is sin. That's why they're killing. They're killing. The mass murders are transgenders, every one of them. They're so messed up in their mind. And we have these liberals and these doctors. I want to say the liberals hate us. They hate us. We experience it here all the time. They hate us. This is the United States of America. This is the Silicon Valley. I know what it is, but they hate us. They hate the fact that we're open on Sunday night. They hate the fact we're open on Wednesday night. They hate the fact that we're going door to door soul. They hate it. Winnebago, Illinois, Pastor. Your county, Illinois. Winnebago just passed. No door to door sales. Doesn't quite reach into churches yet. You can't go door to door. Bring the brownies to my door with their little cookies. Let's be kind to these little kids. My wife always buys those brownies. Always buy cookies. The other day, she gave me, for one, here's a $20 bill. Just keep it. No. Give it to church. But nonetheless, I want you to know that these liberals hate you. I want you to know today, these climate change people hate you. I want you to know today that the CNN, NBC, ABC, CBS, all of them hate you. They hate righteousness. They hate God. I want you to know the socialists hate God. I want you to know the communist, Mr. Mondami or whatever his name is in New York City, largest city in America, he hates God. He's made it very clear. He says, I'm a Muslim and I'm going to rule with an iron fist with Muslim theology. Yeah, I'll tell you what, we're in trouble. They want to cut us off from being a nation. And the Bible says, thine enemies make a tumult. But it's nothing new. They've always hated God. We think, well, if we lived in Spurgeon's day, they hated God in Spurgeon's day. They hated God in Moody's day. They hated God in John the Baptist's day, cut his head off. They hated God during the apostles. All of them died martyrs' death. Hey, they hated our Savior. They put him to death. But he lives within our heart today. You ask me how I know he lives? He lives within my heart. I'm so thankful that though they say, well, let's cut off this nation and the enemies hate us, but he's still on the throne. Look at verse 5. For they have consulted together with one consent. They're confederate against thee. Leads me to the second thought. I want you to notice that they're God haters. That's their problem. They hate God. Look at verse number 6. The tabernacles of Edom and Moab. Those were the two sons that Lot had with his daughters through incest. Incest is wrong. And the Bible says these haters, they had incest, and not only them, but Gabel and Ammon and Amalek and the Philistines and Tyre and Asher. They have all helped the children of Selah, the Midianites, Syria, Jabin, the brook of and Endor. They make their nobles like Oreb and like Zeb, verse 11, and their princes as Zeba and Zalmunna. Verse number 12 is the key to all this. Who said, let us take ourselves the houses of God in possession. You know, we live in a day which over 70 churches a week are closing their doors. 70 churches plus a week are closing their doors. They're selling their buildings to flea markets and to cafes and to everything. I'm glad that we're not trying to sell our properties. In fact, we've had more churches. I had a church call me years ago. They said, we want to give you our property. I got a pastor there. They said, we have a $2 million. You can use this $2 million for your college. I could have used it, but instead there's a pastor there today. We've got 10 students today up in Tracy. Tracy, they might be watching. Tracy has a bigger parking lot than we have. Tracy has more land than we have. It's quite a beautiful building. It has Sunday school rooms that have been empty for 25 years. They're down to about 15 people. And they said, Brother Treber, we want you to come and we want you to open our, and we're starting this program to open up churches, and that's in Tracy. And last week, I know they had 10 folks missing, but they had 39 in attendance last week. Just got started. People are getting saved every week. Our staff, our pastors go up there about an hour away, go soul winning every week. Or they go up here to East Palo Alto. They've got 10 students up there this morning in East Palo Alto. And we're going all the way, every city after city. We're going to Sunnyvale. We're going to Mountain View. We're going to East Palo Alto and Palo Alto and Redwood City and San Carlos and San Mateo and Burlingame and Millbrae. All the way to the airport, we're starting chapels. Amen. These people say, we want to take your building and destroy it. They want to turn this into a lecture hall or something. It's not a lecture hall, it's a preaching hall. I remember, Brother Tony, we dedicated this building August the 20th, 2006. 20 years this August. And it was dedicated, those pianos and this pulpit and this the entire auditorium was dedicated to the glory of God. We're not bringing a dance band in here. Not going to do it. We're not taking the pulpit out. We're not getting rid of the choir. We're going to preach the word of God. Keep the house of God open. Keep your church open, pastors. Keep it open on Sunday night. I got saved on a Sunday night. Can you imagine going to a parking lot where there's no church on Sunday night and it's dark as can be? The buildings are worth millions and millions of dollars and it's dark. You couldn't even get saved if you could not get saved in Santa Clara if it wasn't for this church on Sunday night. You could not get saved in Sunnyvale, not a church open. In Mountain View, not a church open. In East Palo Alto, not a church open. Tonight, There's not a church open in Palo Alto. There's not a church open in Redwood City. There's not a church open in San Mateo. There's 9 million people, no church. God's, the haters of God are getting their way. Let's have a one and done type thing. We're not one and done around here. Forsake not the assembly of yourselves together, as the manner of some is, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. I want you to notice not only your enemies hate you, and I want you to notice they hate God, but the psalmist has a prayer. Verse 16, fill their faces with shame. With shame. They may seek thy name, O Lord. Let them be confounded and troubled forever. Yea, let them be put to shame and perish, that men may know that thou, whose name alone is Jehovah, art the Most High over all the earth. He's still on the throne. So what could be wrong? It's well with my soul. Let the stormy winds blow. I tell you what, there'll be a church till Jesus Christ comes again. We're in need of a great awakening in this country. The first awakening was 1780 to a little over 1800. America was a young nation, 13 colonies, and yet the nation, Harvard, that started 18 years after they landed in Plymouth Rock, 1638, they started as a Bible college. All the Ivy League schools were Bible colleges. All of them. Brown was a Baptist Bible college. By the way, Brown 2 years ago just had a nude week on campus where students went. Brown, Baptist college, went to school with no clothes on. Princeton, established by the Presbyterians, a Bible college. All those 10 Ivy League schools were Bible college. 58% of all graduates from Harvard were all in the first generation became preachers of the gospel. We've erred from our way, and they began to err in that first generation. They began to see, that's why Yale started in 1701. Because of the debauchery that already happened in just 60-some years on the campus of Harvard. People were drunk. Students were drunk. Nasty living. Dirty living. And God sent revival. God sent revival. Amen. And it's called, look it up on Wikipedia. Don't look it up in Baptist history. Just look it up. The first awakening was that of God's people responding to revival in our churches. Methodist church, Presbyterian church, Congregational church, Baptist churches, and they preached the word of God. Amen. Then once again, like usual, they began to corrupt. And as they began to corrupt, in the 1800s came revival again with the second awakening. They saw the alcohol, they saw the drugs, they saw the immorality, the filthy living, and churches began to fill again. And Sam Jones was preaching, and of course they preached back in the first revival of sinners in the hands of an angry God. People held on poles, just nervous that God was gonna bring judgment upon them. People are getting saved everywhere. Bible colleges established, churches opening the doors, churches getting started in taverns where once they were serving liquor, now they're serving the Word of God. We've come a long way, haven't we? Governor of Oregon, we've come a long way. You, female, you brought your wife to your court, to your house, your house that's the people's house. You, lady, and your wife are in that house today. The governor of Colorado, he brought his husband. Colorado just signed the law. It's prostitution is now legal. I want to say something to Colorado. You're going to reap the consequences. I want to say something to California and North Carolina and South Carolina and Virginia. You're going to reap the kind. Virginia's a mess today. I want to say we're reaping the consequences. Because today we need a awakening from God that only God can give. We need you bus kids to get in this thing. We need you to get in the Word of God. We need you to get in prayer every day for America. America, God shed His grace on thee. And crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea. It begins, kids, it begins with salvation. Are you saved? Do you know Christ is your Savior? Has there been a point where you bowed your head and said, "Dear God, I am a sinner. I deserve hell, but God, I'm asking you to be my Savior." If you haven't, then today's the day. Hey, down here on the lower floor, you're busy. Say, "I don't like this. This is the same preaching as every week." And I don't mean it boastful, because the day may come where nobody comes. But this place is packed every Sunday. People want the truth. People want righteousness. People want holiness. People want purity. People want godliness. People want homes that stay together. I'm going to tell you, friend, unless there's a revival, we're in trouble. They're cutting the nation off. We're not going to be a nation much longer until we get back to the Word of God. And let everybody know in that last verse that God is the God of all the universe. He'll answer your prayer. He'll walk with you through the valley. He'll weep with you as you're in that hospital bed at night or your emergency room at night. He'll weep with you and He'll meet your need. He'll be a comfort to you. I guarantee it, God is real. And you need Him today. You need Him today. Turn to Him. Our heads are bowed, eyes are closed. Father, oh, dear God, America is such a great country, the greatest country in all the world, but we're in such trouble. Our own teenagers, they're trying to analyze this thing. Is it right? Is Christianity right? Is fundamentalism right? Is old-time religion right? Yes, it is right, God. It is right. We need to stick with old-time religion. Men looking like men and women looking like women. God, help us to stay right in our morals, in our homes. God, help us to be honest before Thee. Help us to put You the master of our life.
Thank you for listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. For more information about our ministry or to find out how to get in contact with us, visit our website at nvbc.org. May God bless you as you serve Him this week.